podcasting, podcast feed, podcast, podcast, iPod.org, podcast, openpodcast.org, podcast,
podcasting, almost live,
everything digital podcast.
That's right, it's Friday, November 26, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce, and this is the Everything Digital Podcast. It's 9:09 on the West Coast. I've just had my dessert, a little Ben and Jerry's ice cream, a Friday after Thanksgiving treat. And now I'm back in the studio and doing the podcast. So, little intro music here. This is from GarageBand.com. This is The Red Projects, or The Red Project, and this is their song Clockwork Red. So, go ahead. I got an account at GarageBand.com today. You can go ahead and check that out. I got some great songs there, some not very well-known bands, and a lot of Creative Commons stuff going on, a lot of non-RIAA stuff going on there, so definitely check that out. Great for podcasters. Get some intro music. So, let's go ahead with your news headlines. So, and there's the news theme. Alright. A large amount of UK government computers crashed due to a routine software upgrade. A Winamp vulnerability allows hackers to run malicious code on any computer. Well, running Winamp. A Finnish government agency is warning citizens not to use Internet Explorer 6. After 10 years, Philips is resuming production of personal computers. And Nintendo is working together with Namco to produce Mario Baseball. There's your 5 5-second technology headlines, and those are just the short headlines. There's links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.tk. All right. So, I'm going to start this show off talking about some, well, not really starting it off, starting the content section, starting the second section of the show off, or third, I don't know. Oh, I'm ready to go to bed. Well, no, it's only 9/11. Oh, 9/11. Scary. Anyway, that'll be 9, yep, there's 9/12. Okay, I feel safe now. Apple is launching a new European Union version of iTunes, it's going to cost €0.99 per song. Maybe it's 99 sub euros or something, or 99 cents. No. Anyway, whatever their equivalent of cents is, that amounts to, according to Google's finance translator, that amounts to $1.32 per song. So those Europeans have it a little bit tougher than we do as far as buying songs. I'm guessing that the rights are harder to come by for those songs over there. So anyway, the new European Union version will be available in Austria, Belgium, Finland, Greece, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain. So, definitely good news for a lot of Europeans, a lot of Austrians, Belgians, I'm not going to say all these. Anyway, it's going to allow Apple to increase their market share by a lot, their global market share. They've already got plenty of the U.S. market share. I don't really think any other music download companies are really coming very close. And this new move will supposedly give Apple access to about 70% of the total global music market. So I don't know. It's not available in Japan, is it? Or China? China's pretty big. That would be a huge percentage of the global music market. I don't know. Doesn't seem right to me. Anyway, that's the figure. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it makes sense. China's what? China's over a billion people. There's, what, 6 billion people in the world now? 1/6? Well, yeah. Okay. Maybe. Maybe that's right. Okay. Apple's getting access to 70% of the global music market. Maybe someone can verify that for me, but that's the fact I found on the internet. Well, you know how reliable the internet is. Anyway, so, new game out, JFK Reloaded. Yeah. If you haven't seen this, it's a video game that allows players for $9.99 on the internet to act or to play as Lee Harvey Oswald and recreate the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Okay. Really? I mean, come on. Is this really where video games are going? Shooting dead presidents? I mean, that's about as low as you can go to get not really untapped, actually, plenty tapped, what would you call it? Not really sadistic, the violence-craving video gamers. I don't know. Anyway, they've got a $100,000 prize for whoever matches Oswald's shots exactly. So, maybe that'll attract people, but I guess, what is it? They've got to get 10,000 people to sign up in order to compensate for this $100,000 prize given out. I mean, if someone gets the prize, I don't know how hard it is to get. I won't be downloading it. I encourage you not to. Let's hope someone wins the prize and it puts them out of business. That would be nice. Anyway, I don't think it's right. That video games don't need to go there. I mean, they can have fictional violence, but shooting dead presidents and recreating horrible events in history, really, I mean, okay. Apparently there's people that like it because, otherwise they wouldn't be staking a $100,000 prize on it. So, okay. Here's some non-RIAA music for you. And this is from GarageBand.com. And this is Choke by Harrison. This was pretty close to the top downloaded or top rated rock song there. So, figured I'd put it on the show. Here is Harrison, Choke, on the Everything Digital Podcast. is Choke from Harrison off of GarageBand.com. And that's non-RIAA, but I don't really see why the RIAA would get too concerned, or why it should get too concerned about podcasters playing the RIAA music. They haven't really done much yet, it seems, but they certainly could. And I don't know the exact ruling, the legal laws laws concerning that. So anyway, I don't see the reason for it, because podcasters talk over the music anyway, so it's not like people are going to rip that song off of the podcast and then just use that as the song. Also, it's probably like, 64-bit, or even less. I mean, podcasts, they're mostly voice, so, people probably don't do put quite a bit of compression in it. So, anyway, I think a lot of listeners see music on a podcast as a preview, and I know I do. One example, Adam Curry played Our House when he moved into Curry Cottage on his show, The Daily Source Code, and I'm sure every one of my listeners is subscribing to that, because if they're not, then they are not truly plugged into the podcasting world, because that is the granddaddy podcast of them all. So if you're not subscribed to that, well, go subscribe. DailySourceCode.com, I believe, or I know live.curry.com or curry.com. They both go to the same spot. Anyway, he played Our House when he moved in, and that reminded me that I liked that song, and I went ahead to iTunes Music Store and downloaded it. Here is Our House, and I'm talking over it, so you cannot rip it off of my podcast here. Instead, I think you should go and buy the song off the iTunes Music Store, and we can prove that me playing it on my podcast is actually good for the RIAA and the artists that make it up. So go ahead to the iTunes Music Store. They've got it there. It's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Our House. And by the way, I am going against my pledge here, and I'm playing RIAA music. I'm doing it as a demonstration, so I think it's okay to violate my pledge for this time. So, enjoy Our House.
Very, very, very fine house with two cats. while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
And that Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And you can get that off of the iTunes Music Store. And I encourage you to. And RIAA, please don't sue me. If you actually think about it, I'm doing you more good than bad here. If, well, I downloaded the song. That's 99 cents. And I know Apple does not get much of that. They get like, what, 2 or 3 cents? So you're taking most of that. And so... made a couple cents off of me, and hopefully one or two of my listeners will go buy the song, and actually, that will, well, okay, you're probably not listening, but anyway, out into the void of the digital world, maybe there's some way that this could this message could reach the RIAA. Anyway, yeah, let people place your songs on podcasts, because as long as they talk over them, and as long as they don't go, hey, rip this song off this podcast now, chances are, maybe that's going to get somebody to go, oh, yeah, wow, that artist's pretty good, maybe I should go download some of his songs. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Okay. So my iPod problem that I've been talking about quite a lot on this show, has resurfaced, unfortunately, and it has displayed the folder with the exclamation point, and it seems to be getting worse. Now it won't even start up. So I did the whole restore thing again. I booted in disk mode, which is you just restart it and press the next and previous keys at the same time, and then it goes into disk mode, then you just restore it on your computer, and then you've got a working iPod again until you do something wrong. That's what I'm trying to figure out now. There is something I'm doing that is causing this. I mean, maybe it's inside the iPod, but... it doesn't really seem like that. I think maybe it's my iTrip, my FM transmitter. Maybe it's my Belkin voice recorder. So I don't know. Anyway, I've got my iPod in complete stock mode. I'm not doing any extra stuff with it. I'm not plugging in my iTrip. I'm going to keep it this way. I'm just using the Apple headphones. I'm just using the Apple Cradle. I'm not putting any weird stuff on it, any contacts, any calendar stuff. It's just going to be a regular iPod. I'm going to test it, see what happens, and if it still acts weird, I'm going to take it into the Apple Store, see what they think about it, see how much it costs to fix, and I hope it's not more than getting a new one. I wouldn't mind a new one, but actually... the new click wheels, I don't like as much as the... I've got a second generation, and I think the new click wheels are a little hard to run your finger around. I don't know. I tried one out in CompUSA. By the way, I don't like CompUSA. Don't shop at CompUSA, especially if you're an Apple user. They're not Apple-friendly. They're not Mac-friendly. And CompUSA, they've got an Apple section, and they should at least have one person in the store that knows something about Mac computers if they're going to claim they have a Mac section. But they don't. I mean, I went in there when was that? That was the debut of Jaguar, maybe? Was that Jaguar? Anyway. Yeah, I think it was Jaguar. Went in there, tried to get Jaguar, spent a long time waiting for their, like, the special Mac assistant that knows everything there is to know about Mac computers. You know what? I knew more than her. She, was pretty clueless. And I do shop there once in a while just because it's close to me. And if there's just a little thing that I need to get, I'll go ahead and get it there. Or I'll go there to get ideas of stuff to get on the internet. But anyway, if you're going to buy an Apple product, buy it at the Apple store and not at CompUSA, because they may say they have support for Macs, but they really don't. Well, there's my little spiel for the day. And I think, yep, that is all I've got for you today. Enjoy some non-RIAA music to end this podcast. This is from the world section of GarageBand.com. I've been surfing that website a lot lately. Great resource for music. This is David Conley's G-Ki Hong. Anyway, J-I space Q-I-U space H-O-N-G. So go ahead and enjoy that, and post comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk, or call 1-484-737-0669. Leave one of those audio comments. I would be very glad to see one of those MP3s from J2.com show up in my email. That would be a fun event for me. That would be the highlight of my day. No, my week. No, my year. That would be the highlight of my year if you could send me an audio comment. That would be really great. Or if you don't feel like leaving a comment, introduce yourself, do an ID for the Everything Digital podcast, and my name is blank. You're listening to the Everything Digital podcast, or my name is blank, and I love the Everything Digital podcast. I listen to it every time it comes out, and everybody would subscribe to it. That would be wonderful. Do that. Any famous people listening, go call, say your name, give me an ID. That'd be fun. Then I can play that on my next podcast. Say I have a famous listener. Anyway, alright, wishful thinking. alright, see you on the next podcast.